This is where a missile landed in the northeastern Lebanese city of Hirmil, near the Syrian border. A house still partially under construction in a civilian area. It was one of the two missiles launched at the border city, causing widespread material damage to surrounding property. The side responsible for the attack is believed to be the armed opposition in Syria.
The missile landed here on my house. Likely the second and third floors of the house are still under construction and not inhabited. A family of five live in the ground floor of the house, but were not present when the missile fell.
As you can see, this is an industrial area. It is clear that they have no specific target. They're just launching missiles randomly at the area.
Hirmil has been witnessing similar attacks for around a week. One of these attacks led to the death of two Lebanese civilians, including a 13-year-old boy. Foreign-backed armed opposition groups in Syria had claimed responsibility for these actions, saying they were in response to Hezbollah's fighting alongside the Syrian army. But Hezbollah says that it is protecting Lebanese civilians living in border areas, something which it believes falls within its duties.
But do you respond on civilian people? You know, there's Lebanese people who are fighting to defend their villages inside Syria, mm-hmm. but we are not killing civilian people. You know, the people who are fighting in Syria are Lebanese who live there. Mm-hmm. They are defending themselves and their families. Mm-hmm. So if there is Afghani people participating with what called opposition, shall we send bombs to Afghanistan or to Shishan or to France or to Australia?
But aside from the talk of Hezbollah's role in Syria, some believe that Lebanon must be prepared to defend itself against the same groups fighting the Syrian government. These groups, according to some experts, pose a threat to Lebanon just as much as they do to the Syrian leadership.
The leaders of Jabhat al-Nusra and the Free Syrian Army made no secret of their hostility to Hezbollah. It's necessary for the Lebanese state, the Lebanese army, to take measures in order to protect the Lebanese civilians from the bombing and the attacking of al-Qaeda al-Nusra.
Inhabitants in this town say that al-Nusra and similar groups have threatened to launch future missile attacks. But thus far, this has not prompted the Lebanese state to deploy army troops in the area. Now, more than ever before, Lebanon is witnessing the danger of the spillover effect from Syria. And if some countries continue to pursue the policy of sending arms into Syria, where terrorist groups like al-Qaeda have risen to prominence, then this spillover effect will only get worse. From the northeastern Lebanese city of Hirmil, Ali Risk, Press TV.